We're doing the laws of Birkat Kohanim. So most halachic authorities hold mitzvot zichot kavana, that in order for us to fulfill a biblical mitzvah, so then we have to have the intent that we're doing a biblical mitzvah. And so the Kohanim, when they're going to bless us, are fulfilling a biblical mitzvah. And that's why it's a good thing for them to say that they are stepping forward. As they step forward to the Duhan, as they step forward, it's good for them to say, I'm preparing myself to fulfill the biblical mitzvah of blessing Israel, the blessing of the Kohanim, as the Torah commands us, Kotev Achut B'nei Yisrael Amo Lehem. After they bless us, so then before they bless us, after the Modim D'Rabbanan, so then the Kohanim say, Yiratzon mitfanecha Hashem Elokeinu, may it be your will, Hashem our God, shetei bracha zot shetzivitanu levarech tamcha Yisrael, bracha shlema, that this blessing that you commanded us to bless your nation Israel, let it be a whole blessing, v'lo yeva shum michshol v'avon matav v'adolam, let there be no stumbling and no sin from now and forever. And they say that prayer, the Kohanim, you'll see them mumbling it as they ascend to the Duchen, and they try to finish it. They say it so that they finish it exactly when the Chazan finishes the blessing, Atov Shimcha Olcha Ne'el Odot, and the congregation says, Amen. As they finish saying Amen, they should finish their prayer. And this way, when the Tzibur says the Amen on the Chazan's blessing, technically their Amen also goes on the prayer of the Kohanim.